إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها المسلمون، indeed the deen of Islam is established and based upon two great principles, two great foundations. The first of them, ألا يعبد إلا الله سبحانه وتعالى وحده لا شريك له. The first principle is that no one should be worshipped in any manner whatsoever except for Allah alone, without any partners. And the second principle, ألا يعبد الله إلا بما أمر وشرع. That Allah سبحانه وتعالى, He should not be worshipped in any manner or any way except as He has ordered and legislated سبحانه وتعالى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the creator, provider, and sustainer of this universe, and He alone is worthy of worship. All actions of worship, inwardly and outwardly, whether with the heart or with the tongue, or with the limbs and body parts, all actions of devotion, servitude, and obedience are the right of Allah alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illa huwa. None has the right to be worshipped but Him. And the worship is not correct nor pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except if it's in the manner that He has legislated, and that He has ordered and clarified in His law and legislation, in the revelation that was sent to the prophets and messengers, alayhim salatu wasalam, the best of them and the seer of them, the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the very meaning of the shahadatain, the two great testimonies of faith. Shahada an la ilaha illallah, ay la ma'buda bihaqqin illallah, the testimony that there is nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, and the shahada anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, and the testimony that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ay la matbu'a bihaqqin illa Rasulullah, meaning no one has the right to be followed absolutely. No one has the right to be followed absolutely except for the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أيها المسلمون، إن هذه الدنيا هي دار الامتحان وابتلاء، وكل واحد منا كادح إلى ربه كدحا فملاقيه. Oh believers, indeed you must remember and realize and know with certainty that this life is a boat of test and trial, the time of examination, and each and every one of us will traversing on a path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our deeds, indeed we will meet Him. And indeed we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He will take us to account for our creed and our belief, and He will take us to account for our statements, actions, and deeds, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The examination is with regards to the heart, with regards to the tawheed, with regards to the iman and the sincere faith and belief, and likewise with regards to the actions, with regards to the actions and the deeds, the statements on the tongue, and the actions on the limbs and body parts. We'll be held accountable with regards to these affairs. It has been collected by Imam Muslim from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَى صُوَّرِكُمْ وَأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not look to the shapes of your body nor to your wealth. Meaning this is not the place of examination and that which will draw you near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. But Allah, He looks into your hearts and to your deeds. Meaning this is the place of examination and test, The heart, it must be purified. The tawheed, it must be clean. The iman, it must be sound. It must be firm to believe in Allah alone, that He alone is the creator, provider of the heavens and the earth, and the sustainer of all things. That Allah alone, He is the one who's given everything its shape and its form. That Allah, He alone is the one who is alive and never dies, with a life that is perfect, and knowledge that is perfect, and wisdom that is perfect, no deficiency whatsoever, no weakness, and nothing resembles Him from the creation. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is the sound reading, the sound belief, and based upon that one, he must attach his heart to Allah with sincere hope and fear, devotion, love, and reverence, and trust and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inwardly. And likewise, it must take effect, it must take hold in the heart until the body parts, until the limbs and the tongue, the eyes and the ears, they surrender and submit to Allah in obedience. They comply to the commandments and they follow the legislation. And the person, he takes the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as sincerely and truthfully as his ultimate role model, seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At this time, a believer, he will have good. This is the examination and the test and trial in this life. This is the examination and the test and trial in this life. And those who truly believe in Allah, and they're sincere and they're shahada, then let them prepare for the day that they will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla, he mentioned in his book, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. That whoever is truly hoping for the meeting of his Lord, meaning that whoever truly believes in Allah on the last day, believing in the promise of Allah in the paradise, and that the believers, they will see their Lord in the Jannah, and believing in the fire and the threat of Allah and the severe punishment and the wrath of their Lord, those who truly believe, and those who hope for the Savior and sanctity of their own soul, and to be safe from the anger of Allah and His wrath, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Then let them work righteous deeds. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. And let them not associate any partners whatsoever in the worship of their Lord. So in order to be successful, in order to be good, in order to be upright, those who are sincere and truthful in the shahada, they must establish these affairs. أن يعمل عملا صالحا ولن يخلص العباد لله سبحانه وتعالى وحده. That one, he will work righteous deeds, and he will make those deeds, those actions of worship, sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The righteous deeds are amal as-salihah. They're the deeds that are legislated. They're the deeds that are ordered. They are the deeds that are clarified in the Quran and the Sunnah. They're the deeds that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught his companions, and that which they performed and that what they were upon. From creed and belief first and foremost, and likewise from actions of worship, and as well as following the rest of the limits and the law and the legislation, the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his noble companions. And they transmitted that creed and that worship to those who are after them, and this is the right way, and this is the sound path, the path of righteous deeds, the deeds that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those deeds, they will never be accepted, even if they are outwardly in accordance with the law and legislation precisely, based upon knowledge, until likewise they are inwardly sincerely for the sake of Allah, seeking the pleasure of Allah and the reward from Allah alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who perfect these affairs, making the worship for Allah alone, and making them according to the pleasure of Allah, the law and the legislation, they're the ones who are promised the good promise, and they're the ones who have their reward with their Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in his book, بَلَا مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجَهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Indeed, بَلَا مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجَهَهُ لِلَّهِ. Indeed, the one who surrenders his face to Allah, meaning he surrenders wholeheartedly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is sincere and truthful in his shahada. He is sincere and truthful in his worship and devotion. He is sincere and truthful, has integrity in his creed, and likewise in his actions of obedience. Therefore, Allah purely. So therefore, Allah purely, solely, and wholeheartedly. بَلَا مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجَهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ. While he's a good doer, meaning while he works righteous deeds, وَهُوَ يَعْمَلَ الْعَمَلَ الصَّالِحَةَ وَهُوَ يَعْمَلَ الْحَسَنَاتِ. While he does good deeds, then he's the one who's promised the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will have no fear nor any grief on them whatsoever. They are the successful. Those who establish the deen of Allah, which is based upon the shahada and la ilaha illallah, meaning that none is worthy of worship except for Allah, and upon the shahada anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that the worship of Allah is not accepted except according to his way sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except in accordance to his sunnah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that which was transmitted to us from the best of this ummah,
from the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum at the head of Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali radiyallahu anhu as-sahabati ajma'in. This is the good way. This is the path that leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who believe in Allah on the last day and they're hoping for the good recompense and the good reward with their Lord, let them work righteous deeds. And the working righteous deeds, a person, he must stay away from the bad deeds, because there are al-hamal al-salihah and they're known as al-hasanat. And likewise, on the contrary, there are sayyi'at. So a believer, he has to work the righteous deeds but avoid the bad deeds. Avoid the lowly and foul evil deeds at the head of that shirk, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship, major and minor. And after that innovation, introducing newly affairs into the deen of Allah that has no evidence or proof from the Quran and the Sunnah, that was not understood or practiced by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah, nor was it understood or practiced by his companions or those who came after them. This is called innovation. This is sayyi'ah. Sayyi'ah, ليس حسنة. البدع ليس حسنة. لا تقربك إلى الله. Innovations, they are bad deeds. They do not bring you near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, a believer, he must stay away from the kabair, the major sins. The major sins like disrespecting the parents, and likewise committing fornication, and falling into other lowly and foul ways like drinking alcohol and selling alcohol and taking interest into the rest of the major sins, the creed, the deeds. They must be purified. Purified from shirk, purified from bid'ah, purified from ma'asi, purified from sins. A believer, he must strive to establish the religion, and strive to establish the deen in his life. It takes effort. It takes truthfulness with Allah. It takes sincerity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and great effort against the soul. Effort against the soul to check the eyes, to check the heart, to check the tongue, to check the body parts and limbs, and to accept money that's lawful, to check oneself with the reins of the legislation. Believing in Allah. Believing in the last day, believing in the promise of Allah. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Whoever truly is hoping for the meeting of his Lord, then let him work righteous deeds. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ لِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. And not associate any partners whatsoever in the worship of his Lord. We must avoid the bad deeds. The bad deeds that take us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The bad deeds will be a reason for a person to deserve the threat and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sins are bad deeds, and likewise innovations are bad deeds. They do not bring one into Allah, even if his intention is good. Even if his intention is good, it's not sufficient to have a good intention. Rather, a person, he must, along with his good intention, must abide by the legislation and follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam diligently. He must gather between both of them, the shahada and la ilaha illallah, and the shahada anna Muhammad Rasulullah. The worship must be sincerely for the sake of Allah, and it must be in accordance to the law and legislation that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who truly believe in Allah in the last day, let them prepare in this manner. Let them seek knowledge. Let them learn the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let them learn what it means to be sincere. Let them learn what it means to be truthful with Allah. Let them learn the diseases of the heart and how to cure them and how to purify this affair to make the deen pure for the sake of Allah. Let them learn about the sunnah, the laws and legal ways of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that they can make their worship in accordance to the pleasure of Allah, and that which is legislated, and stop following customs and cultures that have no evidence or proof. Not in Bukhari and not in Muslim and not in the rest of the books of hadith. Rather, following the evidence, following the legislation, following the revelation, following the narrations that have changed back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is from the beauty about Islam, that there's evidence with chains and narration back to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from the Prophet back to Jibreel alayhi salam, and from Jibreel back to the Lord of the worlds. The Quran is narrated with transmission of chains, and the hadith is narrated with transmission of chains. A believer, he has nothing to do except learn, to seek knowledge, and to be sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and leave off anything that he was upon before that's contrary to what he learned from the book in the Sunnah and the understanding of the Sahaba. أقول ما تسمعون أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ordered in his book his noble prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those along with him to be steadfast and upright, and to not transgress the limits. Allah, he mentioned in his book, فَاسْتَقِيمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَطْغَوْا. O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَاسْتَقِيمْ, be steadfast and upright. Be steadfast and upright upon the obedience of Allah. وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ, and does likewise who repent along with you. وَلَا تَطْغَوْا, do not transgress the limits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ordered the Prophet and the believers that they should be steadfast and upright in the obedience of Allah, and he forbade them from transgressing the limits. So a believer, he must hold fast to the legislation. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. Be steadfast and upright as you have been commanded, O Prophet. And do not transgress the limits, you and those along with you who have repented. So we must be steadfast and upright as we have been commanded. We must be steadfast and upright as we have been commanded and not transgress the limits, not falling into innovation or following customs and cultures that are contrary to the law and legislation. Not following customs and cultures that are contrary to the law and legislation. This is what the messenger is ordered within the book. And likewise, those who are sincere and those who repent to Allah along with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَطْغَوْا. O Prophet, be steadfast and upright as you have been commanded. You and those who repent along with you and do not transgress the limits. It's been collected by Imam Ahmed from the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu that he said, حَطَّ لَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ يَوْمَ خَطَّى. That the Messenger of Allah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ, one day he drew for us a line. ثُمَّ خَطَّى عَنْ يَمِينِهِ وَشِمَالِهِ خُطُوطًا. And then he drew on the right and on the left of that line lines. ثُمَّ قَالَ هَذَا سَبِيلُ اللَّهِ. And then he said, this is the path of Allah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ وَهَذِهِ سُبُلْ عَلَى رَأْسِ كُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِنْهَا شَيْطَانٌ يَدْعُو إِلَيْهِ. These are other pathways. At the head of every one of them is a devil calling to it. There's one straight path. And this is the path that we're ordered to be steadfast and to hold on to and to follow diligently and to not transgress to the other paths and go away from that path. And then he recited sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِي. Allah, he says that this is my straight path. So therefore you must follow it. Do not follow the other ways or else it will take you away from his path. And do not follow the other ways or else it will take you away from his path. So the path of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one. It's the path of النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. It's the path of the prophets and the path of the truthful and the path of the martyrs and the path of the righteous. It's the path of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the rest of the prophets. It's the path of Abu Bakr and Umar, Uthman and Ali and the rest of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and those who follow them precisely. And those who follow them precisely is the straight path. And those who contradict that path and oppose that path and they go astray and they follow other ways that take them away from the pleasure of Allah by innovation or by deviation, by misguidance and by sins and by shirk and different avenues of disbelief and rebellion against the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must be sincere in our shahada and hold fast to the knowledge and to the light upon inside, holding fast to the straight path that was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that him and his companions were upon, and stay away from shirk in all aspects and all forms, inwardly and outwardly, apparent and hidden. And likewise, stay away from innovation. Stay away from innovation in every aspect, regardless of how many people follow it, or how many people say that it's nice, or they decorate it, or claim that it's good, or even legislated. But there's no proof for that, not in the Quran, not in the Sunnah, not in the statement of the Sahaba, not in the Tabi'een, that's bad Tabi'een. Even if there's something even more severe, even the four Imams, they never mentioned it, then how could it be from the Deen? The greatest example of this is the celebration of the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so they claiming that they love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We say, you love the Messenger of Allah more than Abu Bakr? You love the Messenger of Allah more than Umar, Uthman and Ali? You love the Messenger of Allah more than Aisha and Salama and the rest of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum? Because indeed, it's not mentioned one time that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered or commanded or even encouraged the celebration of his birthday sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You'll not find that in Bukhari, nor you find it in Muslim, nor will you find it in Abi Dawood, nor in the Tirmidhi, nor in Nasai or Ibn Majah or any other of the rest of the books of Hadith. You will not find it. You will not find the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordering or encouraging or doing that or practicing that whatsoever. You will not find any of the Sahaba mentioning that whatsoever. Aisha radiallahu anha, the most beloved to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she lived after the death of the Prophet for more than 40 years. It's never mentioned that out of love for the Prophet and reverence for the Messenger and respect and honor for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that she celebrated his birthday. And Anas ibn Malik, he lived even longer than that. And likewise, he's the servant of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the day he entered into Medina. And all those years after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not one of them showed their love and their honor and their respect for the Prophet by celebrating his birthday. That generation passed, and the Tabi'un, they came and they did not mention the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That generation passed, and the Atba' Tabi'in, there's no mention, not in the books of Hadith, not collected in any of the books, that there's a mention of celebrating the birthday, not even mentioned whatsoever. And likewise, the four Imams came. Abu Hanifa, he came. Imam Malik, he came. I didn't have a Shafi'i, he came. I didn't have Ahmed, he came. And they all left and they died. And there's no mention in their statements likewise and their madahib of encouraging or ordering the practice of the celebration of the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, he tested those who claim to love Allah and claim to love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that love, it must be checked in the reins of the legislation, not by whims and desires. True love is not by whims and desires. It's the testimony to that is in obedience. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمْ اللَّهِ. Allah, he says, say to them, O Muhammad, if they truly love Allah, then follow me. And then Allah will love you. Allah will not love you until you follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not celebrate his birthday, and none of his companions or true followers ever celebrated his birthday. That's not a means to show love. That's not a means to show honor. Rather, that's disrespect. Innovating in the deen of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet, he said numerous times, إِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتٍ أُمُورٍ فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَ وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. I warn you from the newly introduced affairs in the religion, because every newly introduced affair in the religion is innovation, and every innovation is misguidance, leading away from the straight path. This is the call of the devil. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warned from innovations. He warned from innovations, clarifying that there are falsehood, and he even says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَشَرُّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا وَكُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. That the worst of all affairs are the newly introduced affairs into the religion, and every newly introduced affair in the religion is an innovation, and every innovation is misguidance, and every misguidance leads to the fire. So we warn the believers from following this way, because we love them and we want good for them. We hope good for them, that they'll hold fast to the sunnah, that they'll hold the rights of their religion, that they'll follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam properly and not be deceived, even if the majority they follow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned to his Prophet, لَإِن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. You, O Prophet, if you follow the majority of the people on earth, they will lead you astray from the path of Allah. How about those later? How about this later? Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But rather the majority of mankind, they do not know. وَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ. And they have no intellect likewise. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. And the majority of the people, they're not grateful. They do not show thanks. Wallahi, it's a great show of ingratitude to introduce innovations in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ascribe to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that which has no proof, that which has no evidence, not in the book, not in the sunnah, not in the statements of the sahaba, not in the statements of the tabi'een or the atba' tabi'een, not in the statements of one of the imam. Their statements are not proofs, but you will not find it. You will not find it. Do not ascribe to the deen that which is free from. Do not fall away of deviation, believing that you're on a good path. This does not lead to the pleasure of Allah. Wallahi, those who encourage the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you examine them with a sincere heart, you'll find them that they are those who oppose the Prophet the most. Those who are most diligent in encouraging the birthday of the Prophet, they're the ones who are most negligent with regards to holding on to his sunnah. But they claim they love him. And those who do not celebrate his birthday do not love him. Rather, loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lies in obeying him, believing in him and obeying him and following him absolutely. Even if the society don't like it, even if your tribe don't like it, you follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. This is love. Love lies in obedience. Love lies in surrender. Surrender to Allah in obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surrender to Allah in obedience to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, his right is to be worshipped, and all devotion is should be directed to him, and the Prophet's right sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be obeyed. مَنْ يُطِعَ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Whoever obeys the messenger, then indeed he has obeyed Allah. Then indeed he has obeyed Allah. And the Prophet, he never ordered the birthday. He never encouraged the birthday. He never practiced the birthday. Neither did any of his companions, and neither did anyone after them from those who are righteous. Rather, the first one in the books of history who introduced the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were the people who were in charge of Egypt. They're known as the Ubaydiyun. They're known as the Ubaydiyun. And they introduced the birthday of the Prophet, and the birthday of Ali, and Fatima, and Hassan, and Hussein, radiallahu anhum. And they introduced the birthday of their leader likewise. And they're from those who used to curse Abu Bakr. They're from those who claimed that Aisha was a fornicator. That's the religion that they were upon. Those who introduced the birthday of the Prophet, this is their claims, this is their statements, this is their ways. Read in the books. Read in Al-Bidayah wa Nihayah, Ibn Kathir. Read in Tariq al-Tabr. You can read in the books. In the books of the scholars of Hadith and the scholars of the Sunnah, they have transmitted these affairs. They have transmitted these affairs, it's clarified. So who are we following? Are we following Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or are we following our desires? Do we love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or do we love ourselves and our whims? We have to be sincere and truthful in our shahada and stand firm for our testimony. Allah ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad rasulullah. And there will be tests and there will be trials. And from that is this affair here of the birthday. Wallahi, those who do not celebrate the birthday, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they draw near to Allah with that. And they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they will never introduce anything into the religion of Allah, to the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without proof and without evidence, regardless of what they say and regardless of what they claim. May Allah make us firm. May Allah make us steadfast. May Allah make us truthful. May Allah make us sincere. May Allah accept from us our shahada and make it heavy on our scale whenever we meet Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي فيها معادنا وجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير وجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.